I stopped by the Northrop King Building in northeast Minneapolis to speak with Nicole Smaglik about her journey from Wisconsin to Tanzania. In addition to Amias, she runs a tour company that scheduled trips to East Africa. What began as a study abroad program abruptly changed to a permanent business relationship with several communities in Tanzania and beyond.
I grew up always interested in Africa or the exotic other. I grew up in Wisconsin. I lived with a family, my family, who never traveled. We never went anywhere. We went fishing in Minnesota for 1 week out of the year. That was the extent of our travels. And so me telling my parents that I wanted to go to Africa was just, you know, I might as well said I wanted to go to the moon or to Mars. It just was not part of reality. Fortunately, I went to UW-Madison, which is a great school, fantastic study abroad program. I studied Kiswahili there, and then signed up for a study abroad in Tanzania.
Upon arrival, the University of Tanzania closed due to student protests. At the same time, the University of Wisconsin changed graduation requirements. Nicole decided to stay on despite this setback and got a job as a music teacher for an international school. Over a year, she began to take an interest in cultural tourism.
I came back and decided to start a tour company. And the reason why is when I lived in Tanzania that first year, I saw that people were having fantastic safaris. But their cultural interaction was non-existent, or it was dehumanizing at best, you know, going around and taking pictures of exotic-looking people. I could see that visitors wanted to learn more about the cultures that were there, and also rural communities were not gaining anything from the tourism industry.
One of the tribes that she developed a unique relationship with were the Barabeg. Like their better-known neighbors, the Maasai, they are cattle herders. The Barabeg are rich in cattle but are losing land to farmers moving into the area, limiting their grazing ground and water access. As a way to help their income, some women suggested exporting their handbags and jewelry to America.
So we sat down with 10 women and said, what are we going to do? Okay, and we designed a few pieces, and I came back to the States, and they all sold within the first month.
Living in a dry and desolate climate requires the Barabeg to be creative in their mediums for their artwork.
All the metals are recycled metals, unless they can't find it, then we may have to actually purchase it in some market. But for example, we have a bracelet called the In Bracelet, and it's aluminum colored or silver colored, or anything you find that's silver colored is made from melted down cooking pots that are all aluminum cooking pots. So when a family's cooking pot gets a hole in it, they just, you know, instead of discarding it, give it to the blacksmith and they make jewelry. Anything that's brass, frequently it comes from old padlocks. Apparently there's brass in stove parts. I have never seen the blacksmiths take apart a stove and show me brass, but they said it's in there. And they just walk and look and look and look and look for recycled metals. Any of the copper that we have is from old electrical wiring.
The mission of the Amias project is to provide living wages for the people who produce the goods sent to the Minneapolis store. Nicole explains that the decision-making of Amias is a collective voice.
We all discuss and set the pricing together. And we all tweak the pricing, you know, whether or not something has sold well, or if it's not selling, well, maybe we should lower the prices for, you know, to make it sell better. So that's all, there's power then that's given in terms of the pricing.
The store is located in the Northrop King Building, and like many of the galleries here, there are walk-in hours on the first Thursday every month. More information can be found at amias.org. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.